They're playing basket.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlock, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady Willemuth, a muscle man on the board, that trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Slish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. Good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, yes, Camp. Good! Good! Yes, Camp rifles in a bomb.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Tippecanoe High School, the scene for the third and final Girls Division IV District Championship game here today. It's Jackson Center and Tri-Village coming up. The Jackson Center Lady Tigers, 18-7 overall. Jackson Center has won
8 of its last 9, 11 of its last 13. The Tigers are red hot entering the district championship game today against the Tri-Village Patriots, a very strong opponent. Number one seed in its sectional tournament was Tri-Village, a club that's 22-3 on the year, having lost to Versailles, Fort Recovery, and New Bremen, three very strong Midwest Athletic Conference opponents. Tri-Village breezed through the Cross County Conference, won the championship undefeated, 12-0 record, and it features two outstanding 5-foot, 10-inch players on the inside. Allie Downing, a 5'10 junior, at 18 points a game, and Danica Mann, a 5'10 junior, 11 points a game. Neither one a senior. They'll both be back next year. Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, have got to play very good interior defense here today. And if the Tigers can't pound the ball down inside, Cassie Meyer, Nicole Foates, and company need to be making outside jump shots in order for Jackson Center to pull off the stunner, the upset, and advance on to a regional semifinal.
Well, I mean, it's going to come down to how well Olivia Clark plays, Kristen Ware plays, Nicole Foates plays on the inside, because if Tri-Village gets all kinds of putbacks, it's going to be a long day for them. And you're right, Jackson Center's going to have to shoot the ball well from the outside and kind of pull that defense out, and then they can get some stuff going on the inside.
Yeah, that's a phase of the Tigers game that's been up and down all year long. Jackson Center did not shoot it well through a swoon during the middle of the season. Started the year shooting it pretty well, closed the campaign better. But we've seen Jackson Center, when the Tigers are very off, extremely cold, we've also seen the Tigers when they are hot. Nicole Foate is an outstanding shooter, and she'll take shots from anywhere on the floor. She can shoot it from three-point land, foul line jumpers. She can post up down inside. She can rebound the ball and score. And Cassie Meyer and Cameron Elkert are deadly three-point shooters, and Peyton Esser has been making the offense go with outstanding drivability. She has been motoring the ball into the lane and getting into the teeth of defenses.
Well, and today she's been scoring. I think today, maybe more importantly, is when she draws those two 5'10 girls over to her to find out where they came from, and that's where you throw your drop pass to the other side. And if your person leaves you defensively, you need to have your hands ready to receive the basketball.
Jackson Center spoiled the Shelby County League championship opportunity for Anna. Lady Rockets had a shot at a share of the title with Fort Loramie the last Saturday of the girls' basketball season, but Jackson Center upset Anna at Jackson Center and did it very easily. That's how far this Jackson Center Tigers team has come. Jackson Center opened the campaign with 6 straight wins, then hit a snag in the schedule, lost 5 of 6. Tigers have been red hot since. As I mentioned, 8 wins in the last 9 for Jackson Center. Head coach Scott Dosick has done an outstanding job with this club, which got off to a late start for basketball because of the tremendous run in the state tournament in volleyball. The Lady Tigers won the D4 volleyball state title.
Well, that's a double-edged sword, because you do lose practice time, but you also gain confidence with a bunch of girls that just won a state championship. It worked for Fort Loramie last year.
Right.
And let's see if maybe it can work for your Jackson Center this year.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal has been on the web with us since our start on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, American Architectural Glass, now located in Fort Loramie, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney and in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. The starting five for the Jackson Center Tigers has just been introduced. Pauline Meyer, 5'7 senior. Peyton Esser, 8 points a game, a 5'7 senior. Cassie Meyer at 9 a game, a 5'11 junior. Nicole Foate at a power forward, 6-foot tall senior, 12 points per outing. and Olivia Clark, a 6'2" sophomore in the middle. As Chuck noted, it's going to be imperative for Olivia to hang in there and try to hold her own against the two tall young ladies on the inside for Tri-Village.
Well, she's got the size, but they are definitely stronger. She needs to rebound and then be strong with it once she gets it.
Shelby Dowler starts for Tri-Village, 5'3 senior guard. Brooke Godown, a 5'5 senior guard out front. Allie Downing, 5'10 junior, 18 points a game. Danica Mann, 5'10 junior, 11 a game. And Rachel Miller, a 5'3 junior player on the perimeter. Opening tip to start the game, won by Jackson Center, moving from left to right. Here's Peyton Nesser, quick foul line jump shot, way short, air ball, taken out of the sky by Tri-Village. And here come the Patriots into the half court. Tri-Village in the home white, blue numbers, red and blue piping down the sides of the shorts, and very fluorescent, shiny, hot pink sneakers for Tri-Village. Here is a backdoor cut for Downing on the inside, knocked away by Jackson Center, goes out of bounds. Good alert play, Nicole Thote and Cassie Meyer on the interior. Jackson Center, the road black, orange numbers trimmed in white. White Tigers across the chest. Outside the arc, high right. Here's a long three-point jump shot. A bomb pumped up there by Downing. No good. She missed it from the perimeter. And the rebound came down to Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer spots up 25 feet away. Goes to Pauline. She jacks up a three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound on the floor. Rolling away. Touch last by Jackson Center. Tri-Village possession. 1 minute gone. Nothing, nothing. Eight players in backcourt. Tri-Village brings it up, hustling ahead, dribbling hard. Down the floor comes Dowler. Dowler off to Godown, over guarding foul against Jackson Center.
That was silly. They had her tied up. Why reach around from behind and pick up a foul like that?
Pauline Meyer picks it up. Teams first. Baseline, right of the basket. Tri-Village enters in. It's Dowler. Gives it up out high to Godown. Godown to Dowler, 25 feet out. Picks up her dribble. Far right wing, handled there by Godown. Godown whipped a pass down inside. Broken up to Jackson Center. Goes out of bounds again. 6:37 to go here in the first. No score. Girls Division IV District Championship game from here at Tippecanoe. Tri-Village Patriots, 22-3 on the year, losing to three MAC schools, 12-0 in the Cross County Conference. Here's a pass, left side of the floor. It goes on the play to Downing. Downing fakes, starts a drive, cut off by Thote and Olivia Clark. They force a turnover. Nicely done by the Jackson Center Tigers, who shut down the baseline driving lane for Tri-Village. We played nearly 2 minutes, nothing, nothing. Pauline Meyer, top of the circle, Cassie. Zone defense by Tri-Village. Long cross-court pass to Thote. Thote fakes right, goes left, hits a runner. Whistle blew, though, before the shot. Shove off against Tri-Village. Still zip-zip. No points on the board yet. Baseline left. Cassie Meyer trying to get it in. Top of the circle, it goes to Pauline. Back to Cassie, 25 feet away. And getting the guarding assignment for Cassie Myers, Allie Downing, the 5'10 player for Tri-Village. Olivia Clark comes out to catch it. Inside the top of the circle, Pauline Meyer left open. Here's a jump shot. It's a long two-pointer. It bounces all around and goes in. Here is Tri-Village quickly down the floor. Low on the right, it's Downing. Doesn't get off the floor. Shot blocked out of bounds by Jackson Center.
Good help that time by Olivia Clark. She came across and blocked that from behind.
Tigers scored first to go up 2-0. Inbounds, baseline right, Tri-Village. Player goes up and under. It's go down. Missed it short, no good. Rebound, Tri-Village. Another shot blocked out of bounds. Danica Mann got that rebound. Try, it was crammed. So far, the Tigers' interior defense has been suffocating. Tri-Village inbounding out high. It's go down, 25 feet away. Hands off on the play to Rachel Miller. Miller to Dowler, right wing. Tries to flip a pass into the lane. Jackson Center gets a piece of it. It goes out of bounds again. I tell you what, seven or eight deflections already for Jackson Center on the defensive side in less than 3 minutes, and Tri-Villa just scoreless.
Yeah, they're doing a good job so far defensively, especially interiorly.
2-0 Tigers, Paul.
Is that a word?
Yep. We'll make it one tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Here's Dowding, dribble drive into the lane, throws out of the arc to the three-point shooter, go down, missed it, no good, or rimmed out. Great box out, the Jackson Center over the back, foul against Tri-Village. That was textbook rebounding on that situation.
Well, Cassie Meyer is just a really smart athlete.
Here comes Tri-Village back on defense as Jackson Center attacks, leading 2-0. 5 minutes even to go in the first quarter. Here's Peyton Esser, 25 feet away. Goes left side to Nicole Foat. Baseball pass near side to Pauline. Ball high overhead. Pauline dribbles. Goes to Cassie. Cassie behind the arc. She's got the tall 5'10 player on her. Cassie pulls up foul line. Lets it fly. Rimmed. Rebound Olivia Clark up and good. Olivia Clark with the putback. 4-0 Jackson Center. 4.5 to go first quarter. Patriots have been blank for 3.5 minutes. 30 feet away, Miller's got the ball. Right corner, Downing for Tri-Village. Flips it on top to the three-point shooter, go down. Now to Dowler. Miller, dribble drive, lobbing down inside for Downing, and it is Esser from the weak side trying to challenge the receiver of the pass. A little too aggressive, and a foul, common, personal, second on the Tigers. Ball inbounded straight away to Tri-Village's Dowler. Dowler gives it up to Miller. Cross-court skip pass aimed for Dowler. Dowler tries to throw it down inside to Downing. Downing has it stripped. Mann picks it up. It's stripped from her. Here comes Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer into the forecourt. Gives it up. Foul line left. Paulie Meyer. Open look from 16. It rimmed. Good, strong rebound by Nicole Foat. She's handcuffed and fouled. Out of bounds, baseline left to Jackson Center, which leads 4-0. Super start to the game for the Lady Tigers defensively. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Clark splits a couple defenders. Runner in the paint, missed it short. Rebound down to Tri-Village. 4-0 Jackson Center. 3:38 to go first quarter. Here's a long lead pass, broken up. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Pauline Meyer of the Tigers. Far side of the court, Tri-Village will inbound. It'll be thrown in on the play by Dowler. Dowler looking, trying to find Mann or Downing. Instead, hands it off to Miller. Miller back to Godan. Near side of the floor, it goes to Rachel Miller. Miller sets up and shoots a long 25-foot three ball. Swish! She's got it. Didn't see that one coming, Chuck. Wow.
That was actually good defense, but a better shot.
Three-point bomb to Miller of Tri-Village. 4-3 Jackson Center. 3:16 to go first quarter. Deep right corner with the ball. Cassie Meyer. Little give and go with Foat. Slammed out of bounds by Downing of Tri-Village. 3:10 left in the first. Kennedy Reese on the floor for Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. Tell you what, Chuck, so far Pauline Meyer has gotten about every shot she wants. Here's a long three, left side of the floor. Peyton Esser hits it. She matches Miller of Tri-Village. Good inbound look, but Jackson Center, which set up a double screen for Peyton Esser, and she lit it up. And now Peyton Esser is nailed with a ticky-tack reach-in foul 25 feet from the basket. It is her second. That's a tough break for the Tigers.
That hurts because not only has she been scoring, but she handles the basketball.
7-3, Jackson Center, 2:52 to go, first period of play. With the ball, Miller gives it up outside the arc on the right to Mann. Ball high overhead, back to the right corner. Here's a long, long three-pointer. Good by Tri-Village. Big-time jump shot by Miller again.
That was Dowler.
Oh, Miller and Dowler. I'm getting them mixed up. There's also a Downing and a go-down. 7-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Cassie Meyer, 25 feet out. Cassie hangs on, goes to Kennedy Reese, who's in there now. So is Cameron Elkert for Jackson Center. Cameron handles, gives it to Cassie Meyer. 2:13 to go, first quarter. Good drive by Cassie. Into the lane. Oh, it rimmed. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Fumbled away by Downing. Cassie Meyer recovers and gets it to Nicole Folk. Tigers have got to get Cassie and Nicole going. Here's Kennedy Reese, 25 feet away. Dribbles to the left against Dowler. Back out to Foat. Foat wants to shoot it. Can't. Here's Cameron Elkert. Long three. It is short. Off to the right. No good. Rebound man of Tri-Village. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Long lead out down the floor. Here's an 18-foot two ball. Fired up there and missed on the play by Miller. And it comes away to Reese of Jackson Center, which still leads. 7-6. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Reese to Foat. Foat puts her head down, drives. Gives it to Cameron Elkert. Near side, Cassie Meyer. Downing on Meyer. Meyer gets a screen. Peels off of it. Missed the 18-footer. Rebound down to Dowler of Tri-Village. Up ahead to Downing. Downing's been held scoreless, averaging 18 a game. Dowler, far right wing, on the bounce. And what do we have? We've got a moving screen on Tri-Village. Nope, it's against Jackson Center. Holding Cassie Meyer, Jackson Center. 1:09 to go, first quarter. 7-6, Tigers. Shelby Dowler, Brooke Godown, Allie Downing, Danica Mann, Rachel Miller. 5 on the floor for Tri-Village. Here's Mann, top of the circle. Right side pass to Miller. Miller to Downing, almost walked. Gave it up on the play to Godown. Little foul line J by her. No good off the back iron. Rebound Jackson Center. A tackle by Tri-Village. A foul with 53.9 to go, first quarter. Common foul, Tiger ball. 7-6, Jackson Center leads.
Well, this is as good a start as Jackson Center could hope for, I think. The only downside is Esser getting her second foul.
Yep, two fouls on Peyton. Jackson Center's gotten good looks. Tigers have had more makeable shots. They just simply have not gone in. Here's Cassie Meyer, foul line. Now to Foat, long three ball. Missed it, hit the glass high. Came way out to Reese, off to Cameron Elkert. She tries the triple. Back iron, nope. On the back, foul. Uh-oh, if that's on Cassie Meyer, it's number two. Nope, it's against Foat for...
They called that other one on Elkert, so Cassie doesn't have any fouls.
Aha. 33.4 to go, first quarter, 7-6, Jackson Center. Here's Tri-Village against pressure. It goes to midcourt, nearly over and back in the Patriots. Then a feed to Downing, who barrels in from the right wing. She was out of control, appeared to have clearly walked, bailed out by a foul after the traveling. That's a break for Tri-Village. Downing at the stripe with two. In for Jackson Center, Kristen Ware, 5'10 junior. 27 seconds to go, first quarter. Free throw by Downing is good, and we're tied at 7. Second free throw here by the 5'10 Downing on the way, yes. That's one gal you don't want to foul if you're Jackson Center. Good stroke. 8-7. Tigers down one. Cassie Meyer bolts into the forecourt. Baseline right to Ware. Out to Reese. Long two ball. Good! Kennedy Reese. 19-footer. Reese drains one. 9-8 Jackson Center. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dribbling up the near side comes Miller. Miller with a wild backward shot. It's no good. Loose ball top of the circle. Three ball Downing at the buzzer. She made it! Allie Downing gives Tri-Village a terrific lift at the end of the first quarter. Scattered floor, scramble for a loose ball. Downing picked it up, shot it in. 11-9 Tri-Village after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Eptry Village with a big three-point bomb to end the first quarter. Leads this game by two over Jackson Center. Tri-Village starts the second period with another three. It is go down. 21-footer missed it hard. Rebound to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Tigers led all but the last few seconds of the first quarter of play. Here's a drive by Cassie. Low on the left to Reese. Knocked away by Tri-Village. Here's Allie Downing bolting down the floor. Gives it up out back to the three-point shooter, Miller. She drives, pulls up, banks it, no good. Rebound swatted. It's on the deck, out of bounds, off of Mann. It'll be the Tigers' ball.
She went down hard. She had a little trouble getting up.
Good hustle by Jackson Center in that rebounding scrum. Mann shaking up a little bit for Tri-Village. Tigers are getting the shots. It's a soft zone from Tri-Village. The only player, Chuck, for Jackson Center who's being defended fairly tightly is Cassie Meyer.
Well, yeah, they're actually playing a man-to-man, but they're really sagging in the middle with their help defense.
Here's Olivia Clark whipping a pass for the cutter. Cassie Meyer way over her head goes out of bounds. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, 11-9. Inbounded by Tri-Village. It's an errant pass. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Jackson Center's ball. Yeah. 11-9 Tri-Village. Tigers are getting looks. Jackson Center simply needs to knock down shots. Kennedy Reese with a big two-pointer to start out the second quarter for the Tigers. They're down a basket. Right side, Cameron Elkert. Right corner, Cassie Meyer. Downing on her. Here's Cameron Elkert straight away for three. It is online too hard. Good rebound to Cole Fote, who ducks under, banks it, scores it, count it, plus one. Nicole Fote going to work on the inside. Strong play by her. She got the carom 8 feet away and then leaned in around Downing, ducked under, hit the little banker. It hung on the iron, whistle blew, it fell in. And on Downing for Tri-Village, that's number two.
Yeah.
Oh, that's important. Leading scorer for the Patriots, 18 points a game. Allie Downing has two personals. 11 all tie. Nicole Fote at the stripe. Two fouls on Downing of Tri-Village. Free throw by Fote, good. 12-11, Jackson Center retakes the lead. Chuck, there is no question what we thought before the game is holding true. The Tigers can play right with the 22-3 Patriots.
Oh, no doubt about it. Their competition in the season was way more than what Tri-Village faced.
Huge difference between the Shelby County League and the Cross County Conference in girls' hoops, no doubt. Here's a drive by Miller, foul line, clearly walk, late whistle, and it's blown. Violation, Tri-Village. As Miller went scampering through the top of the key, dragged both feet. Pressure now by Tri-Village. Six players in backcourt. Here's Reese to Meyer. Whips a pass up the floor to Clark. Clark throws for a teammate, Pauline Meyer, batted out of bounds by Tri-Village. Baseline left of the rim, set to throw in. Cassie Meyer down low left to Clark. Clark goes up to shoot it. Hands on the ball from Tri-Village. Rule a jump out. Referee Joe Turner made a good call. And Jackson Center will throw it in again.
Well, the problem there was they threw the pass down at her feet. It takes away her 6-2.
Here's Olivia low on the right. Shot shaved the edge of the backboard. Rebound down to Downing of Tri-Village. Up the floor to the three-point shooter, Miller. Oh, she traveled again. No call. Dribbled into the lane. Lost it. And then it rolls to midcourt. Diving in late is Pauline Meyer. A scrum, and Downing got in better position. Pauline Meyer picked up the personal, and it's a one-and-one situation. And the right shooter for Tri-Village, Allie Downing, is at the strike. 12-11, Jackson Center. We played nearly 2 minutes here in the second quarter. free throw down and good. Well, she's got a stroke and a form at the stripe, Chuck, that leads us to believe she's not going to be miss many here today.
No.
Right foot ahead of the left, arches this one up and in again. She has stripped the nets on four in a row at the free throw line. She's got a three-pointer. 7 points for Downing. Tri-Village back on top by one, 13-12. 2 minutes gone now, second quarter. Tigers break the press, get it up the floor to Esser, who's back out there with two fouls. Top of the key, Cassie Meyer. Near side to Reese. Deep right corner, Esser jumping, shooting, missing off the iron. Long rebound. Touched by Ware, hit by Tri-Village, out of bounds to the Tigers. Inbounding baseline left. It is Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Lobbing into the lane. Good drive to the rim by Kristen Ware. No foul call. It's loose on the deck, tied up. Tri-Village possession.
Wow, that was a hammer job.
It clearly looked like Jackson Center was fouled on the shot. Eight players in backcourt. It goes to Downing, back to Miller. 13-12, Tri-Village, 5:42 to go, second quarter. Miller crossover dribble on Kennedy Reese. That's a good matchup, Kennedy against Miller of Tri-Village. Here's a drive, but Downing running one-hander off the flange, no good. Fine look by her. That's a shot she can make often. Jackson Center, good defense, several feet from the basket. Cassie Meyer came down with the board. Gave it up to Clark. To Foat, to Meyer, three ball. Bullseye! Cassie Meyer. Chalk one up for Cassie. Oh, she popped in a three right now. Got the screen, let it fly. 15-13 Tigers. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Mann to Dowler. To Miller, to Downing, foul line J, 16-footer, rimming, in. Tied at 15, soft touch for Allie Downing. Boy, she is the go-to lady for Tri-Village, no doubt about it. Here's Meyer, fires a pass up to Ware. Tigers working the ball quickly. Esser pulls up inside the arc on the right, now to Cassie. Cassie against Downing, right corner Esser, jacks up a three, overshot it. Weak side rebound down to Miller. Miller, fast break by Tri-Village, broken up the Jackson Center at the other end.
Well, it was great hustle that time by Ware. She got back into the play. It looked like a two-on-none fast break.
We are tied at 15 with 4.5 to go, second quarter. Baseline left, Tri-Village inbounding from that spot. Cameron Elkert back on the floor for Jackson Center. Kristen Ware out there, too. And what do we have? Offensive foul. It might be on Downing. It's number three. Allie Downing, 18 points a game scorer for Tri-Village, on the bench with three as she tried to... Boy, she tried to plow away against a couple Tiger defenders to enable Tri-Village to get the ball inbounds. That was very obvious right in front of two referees.
Reese did a great job of frustrating her.
Here comes Esser driving down the lane for Jackson Center. Shot it with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound Tri-Village. Patriots off and running. A whistle, a traveling call. Boy, the third foul against Downing was crystal clear. Referees had no choice. And she will sit the remainder of the half. 4:17 to go in the second quarter. Tied up at 15. Here's Kennedy Reese, top of the circle for Jackson Center. On the bounce. Tries to hand to Esser near midcourt. Instead it goes to Ware. Ware 25 feet away, dribbles. Gives it back to Esser, 35 feet out on the floor. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Jackson Center 15, Tri-Village 15. Clearly over-guarding, crashing into Peyton Esser, 30 feet away on that play, was Shelby Dowler of Tri-Village. And it's foul number 7 against the Patriots. Tigers have got a 1-on-1 chance here. Peyton Esser strolls to the stripe. Boy, these are big. 1-on-1 for both teams, rest of the half. Free throw, Esser, missed it long. Rebound in the lane to Tri-Village. It came down to the play to Autumn Moore, 5'8 sophomore guard. Moore threw it to midcourt, dribbling into the right corner. It is Emma Prince for Tri-Village, new player in off the bench, 5'5 freshman. Back out to Dowler, tries to shake her defender down inside to Mann. man is tied up momentarily. Spun and banked it in from 6 or 7 feet. Looked like a travel on man. Tiger fans behind us wanted a whistle. No call, though. Here's Tri-Village defending Esser to midcourt, and Peyton's fouled again. Another one and one for Peyton. 3:25 left in the second. 17-15 Tri-Village. It's been a 6-6 standoff here in quarter number two. Kristen Ware gets a breather for Jackson Center, which has Foat and Cassie Meyer back in the game. Cameron Elkert, Kennedy Reese, Peyton Esser, that's the five. Free throw, Peyton, swish. 17-16. Jackson Center down one. Boy, that was an acrobatic last field goal by Tri-Village's Danica Mann, falling away from the hoop in the lane. Don't know that she could see the rim, but she banked it. It went down. Free throw, Esser, no. Rebound, coughed up out of bounds. It goes off Tri-Village. Jackson Center possession, 3:24 to go. Second quarter, Tigers inbounding, baseline right, Cassie Meyer. Tries to find a teammate, bounces into Reese, wide open, layup, good! Screen the screener, works every time. Boy, a dazzling play by the Tigers on the end down below the rim. Reese fights for a loose ball in backcourt and trips the Tri-Village player. One and one Tri-Village at the other end. Both teams in the bonus. 16 fouls already in the half. 3:13 to go. Quarter number two. 18-17 Tigers. Free throw line for Tri-Village. Shelby Dowler, 5'3 senior guard. Right foot, a foot and a half in front of the left. She shoots it, missed it hard. Rebound Mann, the post player. Shot fake, bounce pass to a teammate. Driving layup is good. Nice play on the finish, Autumn Moore. 19-18, Tri-Village up by one. Esser, long, long throw to Cameron Elkert. Elkert gives it up, out to Foat, now to Reese. Right wing Esser, right corner Cassie Meyer for a triple. Short, no good. Rebound in the lane, Moore, Tri-Village, hacking foul. Elkert of Jackson Center, another one and one trip for Tri-Village.
They need to quit fouling 90 feet from the basket.
Yep.
There's no reason to do that. You're not going to get the ball back.
You're right. 2:49 to go, second quarter. 19-18 Tri-Village. One and one for Moore, who made a very nice field goal last trip down for Tri-Village. The left-hander eyes the basket, pushes up the shot, swish. 20-18 Tri-Village, which is capitalized, Chuck, at the free throw line. How many have the Patriots made? About seven or eight?
Five.
I thought Downing made four.
She did? That was the fifth.
Oh, that was just the fifth right there?
Yeah, but that was the sixth.
And the sixth, okay. Six free throws for Tri-Village, 21-18. Patriots up three. Ball thrown near side of the floor to Esser. Esser dances into the forecourt. Now to Cassie Meyer. Meyer to Foat, set shot, three-pointer, a bomb, off to the right, no good. Rebound, though, to Cameron Elkert. Elkert's got it. Gives to Cassie. To Cameron, triple in the air, long one, hard. Rebound kicks to Moore at the foul line for Tri-Village. Clawed away, good hustle by Peyton Esser. Passes to Reese, it goes out of bounds in the corner. It's going to be Tri-Village's ball. 21-18 Tri-Village. Inbounding down to the right, Moore for the Patriots. Tri-Village has eked ahead by three. And we've got a timeout called by Tri-Village with 2:13 left to go here in the first half. We've had very few timeouts in this game so far. Three-point lead, Tri-Village, back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Yep, the Jackson Center Tigers have been a little overly aggressive late here in the first half. And the fouls have mounted up. pressure defense by Jackson Center. 10 players in backcourt. Man dribbling against Foch. The 10-second count is on. Ball looped up ahead to Miller. Miller strides into the forecourt. Flips it out back to Dowler. 2 minutes to go, first half. Dowler gets a screen. Baseline drive. Running one-hander. Lipped the rim, no good. Rebounded by Moore. The lefty fires. No. Rebound, Jackson Center. Arrow, Tigers. Well, Autumn Moore is coming off the bench for Tri-Village. She has given the Patriots a lift.
Yeah, she's only a sophomore, but I've been impressed.
Left-hander, and she moves fluidly. Has a good shot from the left side. Here's Foat, long range. Baseline left, Cassie Meyer. Good look right in front. Banks it in. Well done. 21-20. Jackson Center within one. Minute 30 to go in the second quarter. I'm not sure Tri-Village has a player who can stay with Cassie Meyer.
Oh, I don't think they do,
especially with Downing on the bench. Here's a drive, baseline right, Dowler to the rack, lifted up a shot, foul. Jackson Center, two more free throws for Tri-Village. Dowler at the stripe for the Patriots. Minute 22 to go in the half.
Third foul on Elkert.
Elker's got three. She didn't start. Free throw in, but Tri-Village. And the Patriots missed one, Chuck. They're shooting it well.
They missed the front end of the one and one. Other than that, they've made them all.
Wow. Second shot is up and in again by Dowler. That's what, 8 for 9? Something like that?
8 for 9.
Minute 19 to go in the first half. Jackson Center down by three again. As Tri-Village converts the one and one. With two shots made, here's Nicole Foote on the arc, high left. Straight away to Pauline Meyer, outside the arc to Cassie. Moore tries to guard her. Oh, great pick and roll. Cassie is loose. Layup is good. Cassie Meyer, a splendid feed. Kennedy Reese on the finish. Very good game for Kennedy. 23-22, Jackson Center within one. Here's a high screen by Mann for Dowler. Offensive foul. Yep. Dowler ran over Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser. I think it was Peyton that took the charge.
Yep.
And knocked the wind out of Peyton. She gets up breathing a little heavy. She'll go for some water. Time out, Tigers. 46.2 left, first half. Tri-Village up one, 23-22 on scores.broadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. For you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Here comes Jackson Center to midcourt. Esser deals left side to Foat. Tigers have got to get Nicole moving. Here is Pauline, top of the circle, now to Cassie, 25 feet away. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Jackson Center down one, 23-22. Tri-Village Patriots ranked in the top three or four in the state all year long. 12-0 cross-county conference record for Tri-Village. 22-3 on the year. Cassie Meyer dribbles at midcourt. Guarded by Autumn Moore. Cassie on the bounce. 8-7. One-on-one. Cassie in the lane. Good feed to Foat. 8-foot bank shot. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Tri-Village doesn't like the call. Nicole Foat gets a pair at the stripe. Two free throws for her. Chance for Jackson Center with 4.3 left to get the lead at the halftime break.
You need to get Peyton Esser off the floor with her two fouls.
Free throw, Nicole. In, out, back in. Or it rattled. It stayed in there. Tied up at 23. second free throw upcoming. Entering the game for Jackson Center, Vanessa Winter, 5'9 junior. Here's Nicole shooting for the lead. Then the Tigers have got to get back on defense. Free throw, Nicole, yes. 24-23, Jackson Center. 10 players in backcourt. Ball thrown up the right side to Moore. Moore to Dowler. Dowler with a running 25-footer. Oh, it hit the backboard, the rim. It came off. It would have counted. Jackson Center, thanks to two free throws from Nicole Fote and a goal by Kennedy Reese prior to that, leads Tri-Village 24-23 here at the halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll keep it right here for just a moment and tell you about Primary Eye Care Associates, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com with locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sidney, St. Paris, and Troy. The new location in Fort Loramie is at 700 East Park, formerly at 20 South Main. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Sidney, at Primary Eye Care Associates. Again, locations in Sidney, St. Paris, Troy, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center. The Sidney phone number, 492-9197, 492-9197. Accepting new patients at Primary Eye Care Associates. Accepting most insurance coverages. Evening hours during the week, Saturday morning, too. Primary Eye Care Associates, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. And so many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Because of Francis Schulze in Rushi and other strong and healthy employers in the region, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted also by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney. 24-23, the Tigers have forged a one-point lead at the break.
Well, they needed to get maybe a little bit of a bigger lead with Downing sitting on the bench there with their third foul, but they did get the lead, and that's got to be good psychological for them at halftime. Rebounding, Tri-Village 14-13 advantage, but surprisingly Jackson Center with a 6-2 offensive rebounding lead. The Tigers only turned it twice, Tri-Village 5 times. Jackson Center 4-6 from the free throw line, Tri-Village 8-9. Downing led Tri-Village with 9 in the first half. They got 5 from Dowler, 4 from Moore, 3 from Miller, and 2 from Mann. They scored 11 and 12, 23 for the first half. Jackson Center on the other side led in scoring by, let me find it up here. Okay, Kennedy Reese off the bench with 6. They got 5 each from Cassie Meyer and Nicole Fote. They got 4 from Peyton Esser, and then 2 from Olivia Clark and 2 from Pauline Meyer. Very balanced scoring for them. 6 people scored. They scored 9 and 15 points in the second quarter. 24-23 lead at the half.
A very good first half off the bench, Chuck, as you noted, for Kennedy Reese. 6 big points. And Nicole Fote, a couple 8 free throws inside defense. Very good for the Tigers so far in this game. 1-point lead, Jackson Center. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sidney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sidney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Time now for our halftime segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck, I don't know where we would be today, 10 years later, without a start from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We might never have gotten off the ground.
Well, we appreciate them very much.
And you know I say this every single game just about. It's not because Mary Lee Spock from...
But that doesn't hurt.
I'm not saying it just because Mary Lee Spock from LaCal Equipment is sitting right next to me. But we probably could not have gotten off the ground. On the internet, we did not know what was around the corner. But I tell you what, it's exploded, and we filled a void. There's no radio of high school sports in Shelby County, so we are on the air providing it to you. Our student-athlete spotlight segment, underwritten by LaCal Equipment, which promotes student academic success and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1981 from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal, and today we highlight seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers, outstanding student athletes, excellent role models of the school, fine ambassadors for Jackson Center High School, very good students in the classroom, fine performers in multiple sports, so many of them, and there are seniors who will be missed, one, two, three, in fact, Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, Nicole Fote, all seniors. They are saluted here today thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, so many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loram. It's been a fixture in that downtown community for so long, all the way back to the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com.
Yes.
24-23. Jackson Center leads Tri-Village by one. We're about a minute away from the start of the second half. Allie Downing with three personal fouls for Tri-Village. Anybody with three for Jackson Center, Chuck?
No, Esser has two and Pauline Meyer had two, but nobody with three. Well, no, wait a minute. Cameron Elkert does have three.
Yep, Cameron Elkert did pick up three personal fouls, a lot of personals in that first half of play. Don't forget about Goffney Furniture. Great savings on outstanding high-quality furniture at Goffney. Route 47, west of I-75. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, west of I-75. Goffney Furniture, as I mentioned, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Check out the website to benefit your pocketbook even more. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Here we go. Second half to start. Olivia Clark, Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, Cassie Meyer, Nicole Foate, the five who started the game in there for the Tigers. Here's a baseline drive by Dowler for Tri-Village. Out back to Miller. Three-point try. Clanged off the iron. No good. Rebound in the corner. Scurrying for it. Olivia Clark. She tracks it down for the Tigers. Jackson Center up one. 20 seconds into the third.
Well, Tri-Village is going to come out and play some zone now, and I think that is to protect Downing.
Outside the arc, near side Esser, left corner, Cassie Meyer. Cassie throws cross court to Pauline. Oh, she palmed it, turned it over in the lane. Violation against the Tigers.
Well, I'd like to see Cassie go ahead and take. They're going to give her that shot, that three. She needs to take it.
Exactly. I agree with you, Chuck, wholeheartedly. She's got the ball in the extreme corner, but if they're not going to come and stick a hand in her face, she's as good as anybody from long range. Here is Downing in the post for Tri-Village, challenged on the play by Cassie Meyer, who tried to bottle her up but fouled her on the arm while shooting. And that's a couple on Cassie. No, that first foul we thought was on her went against Cameron Elkert. Downing at the stripe. She's made four straight free throws for Tri-Village, but this one's got too much mustard on it. It's no good. Hit on the arm in the act of shooting. She gets a second, and it's in. We're tied up at 24. 50 seconds gone in the third quarter. Fake Nesser romps to midcourt. And out on top in the zone is Downing. Skip pass, cross court to Esser, left corner Cassie Meyer. Mann guards her, into the lane Clark. Oh, she's open, turns, banks it, rolling around and in. Good play, Olivia Clark. Boy, she's coming along fine as a soft. Whew. Good move by Olivia. 2-point lead, Jackson Center, 26-24. Here's Downing, she's freed up on the baseline, cuts to the rim, got it. Nice play, Downing. Took advantage of the screen from Mann. We're tied at 26. Six and a half to go. Here's a long three ball. Pauline Meyer overshot it. Weak side rebound to Mann of Tri-Village. Outlet pass to Dowler. Down the floor to go down. Now to Miller between the circles. Tie game at 26. 6:16 to play in the third quarter. Here's a weak side pass. Tracked down by Dowler in the corner. Looped out back to Miller. Far right wing to go down. She retreats, doesn't shoot. Wants to go to Mann, now gives it up to Downing. Athletic Cassie Meyer on her. She's knocked down. Cassie fell to the floor. Downing hit the 15-footer. She swished it.
Yeah, she's lucky she didn't just pick up her fourth foul right there.
She could have been slapped with number four. She got away with a spin move in the contact and drained a big-time shot. Well done by Downing. Two in a row by her. Jackson Center down by two. Here's Clark in the lane, twisting, turning. No, but a foul. Tell you what, Jackson Center, Chuck, has cleverly gotten the ball into Clark in the middle of the zone for looks in front of the rim.
Yeah, I like what they're doing offensively.
28-26 Tri-Village. Olivia Clark with two shots here. First shot, Olivia on the way. Yes. 28-27. She does not show any sophomore jitters at all.
I'll tell you what, she has a real nice form on her free throw also.
Second shot, Olivia, curled in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor. Downing spurts out of there with it. She romps up ahead, pulls up on the arc and guns it. Rimmed it out to the left, no good. Unmolested rebound by Godown, blocked by Foth. Mann gets it. Mann in the paint, push off, foul. Jackson Center, common, personal. Tri-Village ball, baseline left. Tri-Village up one. 5:30 to go in the third. Ball inbounded to Downing, left corner. Oh, that's an offensive foul. It is. It's called. Yes. Foul number four on Tri-Village, Allie Downing. She tried to explode to the basket and bullied her way right into Cassie Myers' chest. Four on Downing. And she's out of the game. She sits. 5:27 left in the third. Jackson Center down one, 28-27. Esther to midcourt, near side Pauline Meyer, back to Peyton, shot fake, goes to the corner, running one-hander, missed it, no good, defensive foul against Tri-Village. I don't think any active shooting. Baseline, right of the basket, Cassie Meyer to enter. Cassie looking to throw in for the Tigers, lobs it out back to Nicole Foth. She leaps, gets it, saves it at the timeline. Mann recovers for Tri-Village, and Pauline Meyer shoulders her. They both go down. Foul called. Good official decision there by Joe Turner. It's against the Tigers, and Tri-Village will inbound near side of the court.
Well, they didn't need to throw the ball back because it was not going to be over and back. The ball was going into the backcourt on a throw, and they had not had any possession in the forecourt.
Exactly. It was thrown in from beneath the basket. The Tigers didn't need to try to make the great save. Here's Mann, foul line. Right corner, go down. Chucks up a triple. Bingo! She's got it. Tri-Village up the four. 31-27. Foul line. Foth steps back, shoots the three. Clangs off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Mann of Tri-Village, which is ahead by four. Long pass down the floor to Dowler. Dowler to go down on the weave. Four and a half to go in the third. Here's a drive, and not getting set in time is Cassie Meyer.
That's Prince.
14 in the game now for Tri-Village.
She's the one that hit the three. That last
Emma
time down.
Prince. Emma, 5 foot, 5 inch freshman on the floor now for Tri-Village. That was a huge goal by her to give the Patriots a 4-point lead. That's been the biggest spread in this game in quite a while, maybe the widest margin throughout. Ball lobbed in, out back to Prince, picked up by Cameron Elkert. Ball weaved to Mann in the paint over the shoulder on Ware of Jackson Center, and the fouls mount. That's five on Jackson Center. Tri-Village is going to be the 1-on-1 before the quarter's over. 4-point lead, Tri-Village. Ball lobbed into Prince against Elkert, 25 feet away. Prince on a drive. Feeds a teammate, left corner of the floor. Thrown out back to Dowler. Lobbed left corner, Prince. Prince retreats. Tri-Village working the clock while Downing is on the bench. Good inside pass to Mann. Mann splits a couple defenders, fouled in the act of shooting. Good call. Ware tagged her on the arm. At the line for two is Mann of Tri-Village. She's got a chance to stretch out the lead to 6 points. 4:05 remaining, third quarter. Free throw by Mann, no good, too hard. Second shot here for Mann. One bounce, two shot, puts it. Short, no good. It hit the front rim, backboard, came down, went in and out. Rebound by Foth. Foth to Peyton Esser. Runner down the lane. Shot it too hard. Rebound volleyball to Ware. Layup, good! Kristen Ware on the offensive glass. 31-29. Tigers down two. 3:48 to go in the third. Steal! Cameron Elkert. Elkert and Reese, 2-on-1. Kennedy has it deflected out of bounds, and then Kennedy touched it last. Tri-Village ball.
needed to give that up quicker and then get it back. They tried to get too deep before they threw the pass. Tough break for the Tigers, who lost an opportunity to tie the game up. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's Dowler on the dribble, midcourt. Gives it up to go down to Prince, to Dowler on the arc, steps inside it, running one-hander way short. Bad shot. Rebound down to Clark for Jackson Center. Out ahead to Esser. Esser foul line. Low on the right to Foat. Good move against Mann. Layup, missed it. Foat rebound. No, but she's fouled. Tell you what, Chuck, a couple of Tri-Village players are winded. Jackson Center beat him down the floor. Yeah. Tri-Village a little tired. Tigers beat Tri-Village down the court in that sequence. Nicole Foat, free throw, front rim, back rim off. No good. 31-29 Tri-Village. 3:15 to go, third quarter of play. Second shot coming. Allie Downing, leading scorer on the year. 18 points a game for Tri-Village on the bench with four personal fouls. Foat hits the foul shot. 31-30. Jackson Center down one. Tigers pressing. Inbounds to Miller, 80 feet away. Miller to Dowler. Dowler strides across. Gives it up to Adam Moore. Look at the drive. Blocked on the play by Clark. Loose ball rebound to Mann. Mann to Dowler. Dowler on a weave to Miller. Miller circles, feeds Mann in the lane. Shot fake. And then we've got contact and a foul. 16 fouls on Jackson Center. Two free throws for Mann of Tri-Village, which leads 31-30. Last trip here, Mann missed two. This one is no good off to the right.
But she shoots the ball from her right shoulder instead of out in front, so you're going to miss the ball to the right 90% of the time. I can't believe they haven't corrected that free throw.
31-30 Tri-Village. Second free throw, Danica Mann, Patriots in the air, good. 31-31, or I should say 32-30, Tri-Village up a point. Jackson Center needs a bucket to tie. Against the zone, Esser hangs on, feeds Foat, right wing Reese, in the lane to Clark, broken up by Tri-Village on the floor, it rolls to Mann. Mann gives it up out ahead to a teammate, 40 feet from the basket.
You can't throw that weak of a bounce pass into the post.
Here's Miller. Screen from Mann. Miller thought about shooting. Gave it up to Moore. Dowler left corner. Triple try. Missed off the back rim. Rebound yanked down on the play by Tri-Village. Good board attempt by Adam Moore, who signals a timeout. 2:17 left in the third. Tri-Village up two. 32-30 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, six butterfly shrimp, and your choice of two delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
Frisch's in Sydney, open at 6 a.m. now. Open at 6. Frisch's, all locations. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Ball thrown to Mann in the post. Olivia Clark's on her back. 1-1 for Tri-Village. That's a good call, no doubt about it. You're simply not going to be able to go through the back, through the body of the post player and knock the ball away without a foul being whistled.
Now that's why you got to get a half a body around.
Yep. 1-1 for Mann. Good. She hits. 33-30. Tri-Village up three. Tri-Village is benefiting from Jackson Center fouls. 8 in the half already in the Tigers. Mann in and out. It rimmed around 2 or 3 times. Spun away to Foat. Foat down the floor to Esser. Peyton in the corner. Well, Cassie Myers got to get shots, Chuck, as we were talking during the break. Here's Peyton, 25 feet away. Foul line, Foat, turnaround, Jay. 15-footer, missed it. Rebound right corner, though, Clark. Clark pulled up, couldn't stop. She walked with the ball. 1:50 to go, third quarter.
Jackson Center behind the three, 33-30. Here comes Miller against Reese. Miller crossover dribble, spin move through the head of the key. Gives it up 25 feet away to Moore. Moore to Dowler. Dowler dribble drive through the lane. Baseline right, Moore. Left hand Jay. Blocked on the play. Loose ball rebound to Mann. Back to Moore. Shoots it again. Makes it. 16-footer Autumn Moore. She's come up big off the bench for Tri-Village, which has inched ahead by five. 1:16 to go, third quarter. Here's Esser, 25 feet away for the Tigers, to Reese. Kennedy behind the arc against the zone. Tigers have got to make shots. Esser probes the lane, hooking foul against Tri-Village. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers. Jackson Center needs to get its out-of-bounds play working right here, low in the right. Cassie Meyer will play it in. She's looking for Clark. Now throws to Reese on the arc. Steps inside it. Shoots it. Missed it long. Rebound down to Moore of Tri-Village. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tri-Village by five. Up ahead, Prince. Prince on the bounce between the rings. Holds on. Throws to Dowler. Into the post to Mann. Broken up by Clark. Tri-Village gets it back. Then the Patriots throw it. Out of bounds touch, though, by the Tigers. 43.5 remaining in the third quarter. 35-30 Tri-Village. Jackson Center led by one at the half, but it's been a six-point third quarter for the Tigers that's been the difference. Tri-Village up five. Ball thrown to Mann in the post. Broken up by Clark. Stolen back by Tri-Village. Dowler on the drive. Dribble drive in the lane. Defensive foul. Jackson Center was not set properly. That's a good call. It goes against Peyton Esser. And that's number nine on the Tigers. The next foul on Jackson Center is the double bonus. 1-1 for Dowler for Tri-Village. She missed it, though. It's way too hard. The rebound down to Cassie Meyer. Crossover dribble into the forecourt. 17 seconds to go. Cassie to Kennedy. Tigers need a bucket right here. Jackson Center sets its offense. Esser between the circles. She motions. Still on the bounce. 10, 9, 8. Esser into the lane. Bumping foul. It goes against Prince. It's Common. Number 6. 6.3 to go. Third quarter. 35-30 Tri-Village. Patriots make a substitution. Eden Morris back in the game, or I should say Edie Morris, a 5'7 freshman. Steal on the inbounds pass. Miller to midcourt, and the third quarter finishes. Third period belonged to Tri-Village, which leads by five after three, 35-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Tiger fans whooping it up. Jackson Center down five. We start the fourth. Allie Downing still on the bench for Tri-Village. Here's a three-pointer right corner. Nicole Folk behind the screen. It rattles out. Long pass, Tri-Village, intercepted by Peyton Esser. Two on two, Esser drives, shoots, no good. Defensive foul against Miller. Esser with two free throws coming. Cassie Meyer, Chuck, as we were noting during the third quarter break, did not get a shot off in the third 8 minutes.
And that's against a zone. There is absolutely no reason for that to happen.
Peyton Escher at the free throw line for Jackson Center hits the foul shot.
You need to stay back. That was awfully close. You don't give the official a chance to call that over the line.
She's had a tendency to step over the line by an inch or two. It was called once or twice, I think, late in the year. Escher hits both foul shots. Two big free throws by Peyton, who drove the lane and challenged the guard for Tri-Village. She was awarded two, made them 35-32 Patriots. Here's Moore behind the arc to Dowler. Dowler looks into Mann. Mann's got it. Fakes, spins, hooks it up. Wild shot. No good. Solid interior defense for the Tigers. Rebound down to Fote. Fote to Escher. Escher spins into the top of the circle. Gives it up to Cassie. Now to Pauline. Cross court to Peyton. Dribble drive in the lane. Running one-hander. Good! Four straight points by Peyton Escher. 35-34, Tri-Village. Jackson Center within one. 7 minutes to go in the game. Here's Miller, deep in the right corner. Gives it up to Prince. Outside the arc to Moore. Here's a three-point shot, but Dowler, way long. Rebound Tri-Village, saved into the corner. Run down by the Tigers. Here comes Escher, bolting up the right side. Tigers shooting for the lead here. Pauline to Cassie, three-point bomb. Good! Timeout! Tri-Village gets a timeout. Seven straight by the Tigers. Three-pointer Cassie Meyer. 6:28 to go. Jackson Center up two. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Here is a travel violation against Tri-Village, not called. It was missed. Here's a drive, but Tri-Village blocked out of bounds by Jackson Center.
Wow.
So how do you miss that? We return to action against Jackson Center. Pressure. Tri-Village walked big time in midcourt. No call. Blocked shot by the Tigers. Tri-Village inbounds. It goes on the arc to Prince. Prince gives it up 25 feet away. Then gives it to Dowler. Still no downing on the floor.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, she did come in at the break. There she is. Yep, I thought she would have to come out to the court after that timeout break. And we've got Cassie Meyer tripping Miller 20 feet from the basket for Tri-Village. As Cassie tried to fight through a screen, two fouls on her. No, the scoreboard reads three on her.
Double bonus.
Double bonus. 10 fouls on Jackson Center. First shot is in by Miller. 37-36. Jackson Center up one. Tigers had taken the lead. 37-35. 6:20 to go. Second free throw. No. Rebound Jackson Center. Tigers still up one. Escher pulls up foul line. Gives to Paulina. Shoots the three. Look out. In and out. No good. Oh, it was down below the cylinder. It snapped out of there. Tri-Village snared the rebound. 37-36. Jackson Center up one, 5:48 to play, fourth quarter. High post Downing. She squares against Cassie. Goes opposite to Miller. Baseline. Thought about shooting from 15. Was double guarded. Threw it back out. Dribble drive. Prince in traffic. Banked it. Let's see. It's wiped out. Foul or travel. Walking call. Walking call. That's a good choice by the referee. And the reason,
especially on this side of the court,
the other side not so happy.
And the reason the player for Tri-Village was able to free herself and duck under the Jackson Center player after picking up the dribble was because of the walk.
The only thing she didn't do was do the Heisman pose after she took the fourth step.
37-36, Jackson Center up one. 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter. 17 fouls in Tri-Village. Tigers are in the bonus. Here's Cassie Meyer. Drives, pulls up. Open from 15, didn't fire. Gave it back to Clark. Clark to Pauline Meyer. Pauline to Olivia Clark. Right corner, Cassie. Need to isolate Cassie against Downing. Cassie goes baseline around two players. Lay it up short. Got it back and scored! Cassie Meyer against Downing, who can't be aggressive. Jackson Center's got Tri-Village in some trouble because Downing cannot guard closely. That inside man for Tri-Village. Shot fake, laid it up off the window. Good for two.
Boy, she travels every time she shoots the ball.
39-38. Jackson Center ahead by one with 4:37 remaining in the fourth quarter. Head coach Scott Dosick signals for a timeout. Jackson Center leads by a point midway through the fourth. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, the Tigers have got the ball at midcourt. Up by a point, 39-38. Cassie Meyer right in front of us, looks for help, cannot get it in time, and the official signals 5 seconds.
I know, everybody stood and watched her. They had one person try to get open when she didn't. Everybody else watched the play.
Yeah, nobody freed themselves up. Nobody came to the ball. 5 second violation, Jackson Center. Here's Downing at the high post for Tri-Village, which is down one with 4:22 to go. Here's a long three ball. Tri-Village way overshot on the play, but Prince. Rebounded by Esser for Jackson Center. She sprints into the forecourt. Gets Cassie Meyer, give and go down the lane. Banked it and made it. Cassie Meyer, Chuck, I think has made seven straight. 4 minutes to go in the game. Tigers up three. Tri-Village in trouble. Here's Prince, top of the key, foul line, down the lane, around two players. Deflected by Clark. And the Tigers have got the loose ball. Good defense by Jackson Center. 17 fouls on the Tigers, or I should say 10 on the Tigers, 7 on Tri-Village. Here's Esther between the circles. Jackson Center can afford to milk the clock a little bit, but I think you want to get it to Cassie Meyer and try to attack Downing if you can. Esser dribble drive in the paint. Swan dive, 10-footer, no good, deflected, went out of bounds off of Tri-Village, but the one referee overrules and says, nope, it wasn't touched.
Well, Tri-Village loses this one, and their boys got upset last night. It's going to be a bad weekend for the Patriots.
Downing in backcourt for Tri-Village. She's got her hand on her head, signals a play, dribbles up against Cassie Meyer. High screen from Mann, who rolls. There's the switch. Fote on Downing. Handoff back to Mann. Shot blocked by Clark and Fote. They double-team. Mann took it away. Backcourt to Esser. Right corner to Meyer. Meyer on top now. To Payton. 3 minutes to go. 41-38 Tigers.
Big possession. Boy, if they can take this thing up into two possessions right now.
Here's Fote, here's Clark, high right. Tigers are in the bonus. Here's Pauline Meyer, 18 feet out. Tri-Village dares her to shoot. Here's Cassie Meyer, into the lane, Fote, turn, shoots. It's bouncing, no good. Over-guarding foul on the rebound. Pauline Meyer clobbered the Tri-Village player who shoots the double bonus.
And I think that's going to be her fourth.
That's four on Pauline. Boy, Nicole Foley had a pretty good look. A little off balance in the lane. Could have settled her feet because Downing was not going to touch her.
No.
Dowler, two shots. No good. She missed it. 41-38. Jackson Center up three. 2:43 to go. Fourth quarter.
Second shot, Dowler, Tri-Village. It is up. It is no good. Loose ball rebound. It is touched out of bounds by Tri-Village. Loose ball off Jackson Center. No, it's the Tigers getting a piece of it last. Tough break. Jackson Center nearly was able to reel that ball in, but not so. Tri-Village missed two free throws. They've still got the ball. Here's Downing, baseline right, on a drive, all the way to the rack. Got it for two. Allie Downing, 18 points a game for good reason. Beautiful drive, and Tri-Village is within one. 2:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Esser, 25 feet out for the Tigers. On the bounce against Dowler to Cassie Meyer. Cassie against Downing. Cassie, 30 feet away, retreats. Passes near side to Esser, who fakes right, goes left. Baseline spins, shoots, and missed it off the back iron. Rebound back to Payton. Good! Good! Payton Esser got the carom off the glass and stuck in the eight-footer. 43-40, Tigers lead. Three-pointer Downing, a bomb way outside. Missed it badly. Rebound Jackson Center. Tri-Village a little unglued on that possession. A minute 35 to go. Tigers trying to spring a monumental upset. They knock off the 22-3 Tri-Village Patriots. And Pauline Meyer is bumped way out on the floor.
Well, they called for that. As he was pointing, said as soon as she touches the ball, Fowler. She needs to make them pay now.
Yep, that was a semi-intentional foul away from the basket. Miller jarred Pauline Meyer, who missed the one-and-one. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Here's Dowler. Long pass ahead to Miller. Three-point shooter. Lets it fly. No good. Hit the back brace. Rebound in the corner. Scrum for it. What a play by Cassie Meyer. But Dowling scuffs it up. Shoots it over to Miller. Three ball. Way short. Rebound Nicole Fote beneath the rim for the Tigers. Oh, it's fast and furious. Long pass to Pauline Meyer. Pauline to Cassie. Shot fake. She might have walked. She did. Yep.
Oh, that's keep you cool right here now. You just got to keep you cool. And you can't be afraid to shoot the basketball.
That was a tough turnover right there against Jackson Center. A minute five to go. Cassie had a good look at a three, hesitated, then took a couple steps, didn't get the ball on the floor soon enough. Dowling had passed her up. She was nowhere in sight. Dowling's got four fouls. You need to drive it on her. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center up three. Tri-Village has the ball. Miller, 25 feet away. Tri-Village has been frantically shooting bombs. Here is Moore. Miller, 48 ticks to go. Top of the circle, Dowling. Dowling puts it on the deck. Step back three. Way short. Rebound Nicole Fote. Fote in backcourt to Esser. 37 seconds to go. Jackson Center's last 1-1 coming up here. Foul, Tri-Village. 36.2 to go. Jackson Center Tigers trying to earn a date in the regional semifinal next Thursday against the powerhouse Miami Valley team, which looked very, very potent in clobbering Southeastern in game one here today. 1-1 Tigers. It's good! Peyton Esser buries it. 44-40 Jackson Center.
So this is a senior that does not want to go home.
Exactly. Peyton Esser back at the stripe to push the lead to five. It's on the way, and it is no good. Off the back heel. Rebound to Cole Fote. Fote's got it. And what do we have? Timeout Tigers. Timeout Tigers. 44-40 Jackson Center. 32.9 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center's put the D on Tri-Village in the fourth period. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we just got word from Jeff Bray Jeff is down in South Carolina. He's texted us, and he wants to tell Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, everybody at LaCalle Equipment, hello. Thanks for helping Jeff be the pioneer at Scores Broadcast. He says thank you to LaCalle Equipment from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. After the timeout, Jackson Center inbounds. 28 seconds to go. Tigers up four. Jackson Center's in the double bonus. Out near midcourt, Cassie Myers got it. Foul away from the action. And let's see who Tri-Village has forced to go to the free throw line. It's Peyton Esser. Double bonus. Tigers up two possessions. 4-point lead. 26.6 to go. Free throw by Peyton Esser is in. 45-40, Jackson Center. Wholesale changes for Tri-Village.
I'm thinking the cross-county conference just gets absolutely sick of playing Shelby County teams and getting sent home.
Second free throw, Peyton Esser for a 6-point bulge. No good. Hits the rim. Ricochets right corner. Patriots track it down. Here's Dowler zipping up the floor. On the arc, guns a three. It's good! Timeout, Tri-Village. 17.7 left. Jackson Center's up to 45-43. Boy, the two free throw misses for Jackson Center in the last 20 seconds have kept this from being a 4-point game right now, Chuck, instead of a 2-point game.
Yeah, they've missed three here in the fourth quarter in the last about a minute and a half. One up the front end of the 1-1.
17.7 left. 45-43 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers will have to get it inbounds when we come back to action.
And when they get it in, you can't just assume you're going to get fouled. You've got to be strong with the basketball and not allow them to get a steal on you.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. It reaches out to aid small businesses with upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, PC and network repair, remote management, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice, repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville. Well, the Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck,
wow,
used 4 seconds of the 5-second count to get the ball inbounds, and Peyton Esser was held.
Well, I tell you what, and that was the fifth foul on Dowler. Ooh, she's the one who hit that last three. They cut it down to two, and what a silly foul. They had him in trouble.
Sure did. And the ball was just being thrown in when the whistle blew. The foul was called. Ball was not on the floor yet. Double bonus. Esser, it lipped the rim. No good.
Well, she needs this one.
45-43, 2-point lead, Jackson Center. Peyton needs to drop this one home. One dribble, two dribbles on the way. Good! 3-point lead, Jackson Center. 17.7 left. And Coach Gray for Tri-Village gets a timeout.
He's out now. That was his last one.
Yep, you're right, Chuck. Tri-Village has drained all of its timeouts. 46-43 lead, Jackson Center. If you're Tri-Village, what do? You set up Downing for the three ball?
Yes.
Or do you pound her inside and hope maybe she might get fouled and score?
Well, maybe, but what you're looking at, now that you just used your last timeout, you really can't afford much time to come off.
Right.
Because they didn't have to throw the ball back in. In college, the clock stops after a made basket in the last minute. In high school, it does not, so it can continue to run down.
And if you're Jackson Center, you don't risk a foul in a double bonus up three, do you?
No. Yeah. I don't think you think about that at this point. Yeah. I've seen that backfire more than I've seen it work.
One thing you don't do is foul the shooter.
Right. I mean, if they are inside the arc, yeah, and they take a shot, you got to let them shoot it.
Right.
If they're outside the arc, you got to put pressure, but you don't want to foul them and give them three free throws. And the last thing you want is to foul them and make a basket at three and have another free throw to take the lead.
Here is the situation. 17.7 to go in the game.
Jackson Center will take the ball, or I should say Tri-Village will take the ball out of bounds, behind by three, 46-43. The ball's at the end of the floor. The playmaker's not guarded. The ball sent up the court to Prince. Prince drives down the right side of the lane. Great defensive play by Esser. Esser got a mitt on the top of the ball as it was shot. It's ruled a held ball. 5 seconds came off. It is Tri-Village's arrow. The Patriots get it baseline right.
That should have been a violation. She bounced the ball out of bounds. You can't do that.
Yeah, she sure did. Here's Miller, 35 feet away for Tri-Village. 8 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 5 seconds. Down to 3 seconds. The ball is lost. It goes out of bounds. It's out of bounds.
What they were doing. I'm not sure what they were trying to do.
Tri-Village flubbed it up. They didn't run an offensive set. They threw the ball around the top of the circle. Downing didn't call for it.
Well, she never touched it in the possession.
It was a bad pass twice. It went to the bench of Tri-Village. Jackson Center inbounds. Tiger ball up three. 2.5 to go. Foul against Tri-Village.
Make a free throw and that game is over.
Chuck, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, this is great.
I couldn't count down the seconds right at the end of the game.
Well, I want to tell you, after watching that game last night, the Fort Loramie and Rushi, and now this game, my goodness.
2.5 to go. Kennedy Reese, double bonus, Jackson Center. One making its history. Good! It's all over. 47-43. Jackson Center leads Tri-Village by four with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The Tigers have played terrific defense here in the fourth period.
Yeah, they have been amazing.
Second shot. Kennedy Reese. Good. The top four hits them both. Boy, she is sparkled here today. There's a half-court heave. No good. It's all over. Jackson Center springs the upstate. I should say, the biggest upset in the state in girls Division IV on this weekend, knocking off Tri-Village by five, 48-43.
Wow.
And the Jackson Center Tigers deserved it.
How much fun was that?
Phenomenal defense by the Orange and Black, especially here in the fourth quarter. In fact, that last shot try by Tri-Village, Chuck, the last possession, Jackson Center got one or two players. Peyton Esser got a mitt on the top of the leather. That was a two-point try, that running one-hander, and the ball went out of bounds off a Tiger. Tri-Village still had possession. No, it was ruled a jump. The Patriots got the arrow.
Right.
Threw it back in again, flipped the ball around the top of the circle three, four times. Dowling never touched it. Eventually, it rolled away and went out of bounds. And then they had to foul to Tri-Village. Kennedy Reese sank two free throws. And Jackson Center won at 48-43. Tri-Village never got a game-tying shot up to the rim in the last 17 seconds. And that's how it winds up. Jackson Center with a terrific effort here today. And the Tigers knock off Tri-Village, the number one seed in its sectional tournament, and a club that was ranked in the top four or five in the state of Ohio all year long in girls Division IV, having been beaten only three times during the season by three MAC schools, including New Bremen and Versailles and Fort Recovery. But the Jackson Center is more than equal to the task here today. Olivia Clark has really come of age. I tell you what, during her sophomore year, Chuck, she grew up extremely fast,
no doubt.
She's among my most improved on the girls' side of the Shelby County League. She's right there.
Yep. She's Tyler Siegel of the girls' group. Tell you what, you look at it, Tri-Village was 8 of 9 in the first half shooting free throws. They were 4 of 13 in the second half.
And that spelled defeat.
Boy, what a... And I got to give a lot of Clancy's away today.
Well, the Tri-Village Patriots have just received their district runners-up honors. And now Bob Huelsman from the Southwest District Athletic Board will begin to make the announcement about Jackson Center shortly before his final salute to Tri-Village, which winds up with a mark of 22-4. Being defeated here today by Jackson Center, which is now 19-7 on the year.
The Tigers advance to a regional semifinal next Thursday. Jackson Center, once again, will be big-time underdogs against the favored Miami Valley School Club.
Yeah, they will be, but, I mean, my goodness, I don't think they care. They just keep playing, and when things start to slide a little bit, they came back in this game. A couple of times you're thinking, well, here it goes. Never let it get out of hand, and I'll tell you what, Peyton Esser scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, and Cassie Meyer scored 7 points in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Tigers pulled a big upset late in the regular season, the last Saturday of the campaign, in fact, knocking off the top dog in the Shelby County League at the time, Anna, which was perched at the very top with Fort Loramie. Anna sprung that upset, knocking off, or I should say the Tigers sprung that upset, knocking off the Rockets. And then here today, Jackson Center brings another one, beating Tri-Village 48-43, and clearly Jackson Center owned the fourth quarter and finished the game much stronger than did Tri-Village. Each of the Tigers receiving individual honors at the moment. Maybe, just maybe there's a chance, Chuck, after a couple of breaks here, we can get Scott Dosick for a minute, perhaps a player. We'll see what can happen. We do have to get to another game site. Tip off at 7. Jackson Center boys against Fairlawn. And speaking of that, half the crowd here at TIP has got to get to Jackson Center tonight. Don't forget, we're on the web. Start time 6:40 tonight. Tip-off 7 o'clock. Jackson Center against Fairlawn boys. Lower bracket sectional championship. We'll return in just a moment or two with more.
Let's do Clancy's. Oh, that, and then come back.
Good idea.
See what we can do. So
Clancy's awards again. You gave a pair.
Well, I'm going to give a pair. Peyton Esser had 13. Cassie Meyer had 12. Kennedy Reese was terrific in this game. She had 8. Hit a couple of huge free throws that actually sealed it. But I'm going with Peyton Esser and Cassie Meyer. Those are the Clancy's players of the game.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Jackson Center Tigers are lined up down to the far left of the floor. The three seniors in front of the underclassmen, and those three young ladies, Nicole Fote, Peyton Esser, Pauline Meyer, hold the hardware, the trophy, emblematic of district champs for the Jackson Center Tigers, who now pose for pictures. And, boy, are they wearing big, bright smiles.
Well, they get to add another gold Ohio insignia to their group from volleyball.
Well, we knew this Jackson Center team had the athletes to have a good basketball season. It was just a matter, I think, of the Tigers sooner or later working the volleyball out of the system. State champs in D4 volleyball back in November. And Jackson Center has finished the season here really strong. Jackson Center now 19-7, 10 wins in the last 12, 9 wins in the last 10. Tigers on a roll big time, and there's not a soul, Chuck, without a huge grin for all these photo ops. And I bet 50, 60 pictures are being flashed now by parents who are down on the floor right now. Maybe, just maybe, we can get Scott Dosick for a minute or two. Let's take 2 minutes and breaks, then we'll return. Jackson Center Tigers triumphant, victorious over Tri-Village, bringing the biggest upset in the state probably in D4 girls basketball here today. 48-43 over Tri-Village, ranked in the top three or four all season long. Tigers get it done by five. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
And welcome back here to Tippecanoe High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've been joined by Scott Dosek, head coach of the Jackson Center Lady Tigers, who today sprung an upset, defeating Tri-Village 48-43. I know, Coach, in your mind, it's not really an upset. You knew how good your Lady Tigers are. They played to their potential today. Outstanding game. They've all grown up so much during the season. Everybody has improved. Thanks in part to your leadership, Coach. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, our girls have started to step it up. They're playing harder. And most of all, they're starting to realize it's a game and they're having fun at it. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know. The one thing that may not have fun with is that they get to see me for another 3 or 4 days. So, but I'm glad to be there, and I think they are too.
First of all, Peyton Esser, the senior, she has taken that point guard spot under control, playing with such confidence. Wow.
She's a true leader, you know.
Yep.
And that's what you expect out of your point guard, you know. You're hoping that you always have a good point guard because that's you on the floor. That's the coach on the floor. And Peyton has done an excellent job the last 12 to 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the many reasons we still get to go to the gym Monday and lace them back up and try to go after another victory Thursday night.
Yep, super point guard play from Peyton Esser. Highlight your other two seniors, Pauline Meyer, Nicole Fote. Great contributions again today from them.
Yes, they did. You know, they know, you know, any day, you know, if they don't come out and give 100%, it could be the last time that they put on that uniform, that Jackson Center jersey. So they come out, and they're true leaders. They play by example. They get after it, you know. Today, neither one of their shots were falling, but they still gave 110% for their teammates. And, you know, it's all the way down from the number one player to the number 12 player. Everybody's starting to buy into the role and what we need to do to continue to play.
Very big points in the fourth quarter from Cassie Meyer. Olivia Clark was a demon in the paint, defensively outstanding. She has developed a nice stroke shooting the basketball, perhaps the most improved player in the Shelby County League on the girls' side. And then Kennedy Reese off the bench today. My goodness.
She just, you know, it's some younger girls that you're talking about. Cassie, you know, is just, Cassie's been through some big games. just not here, but in volleyball and everything. And the two sophomores are starting to realize that, you know, it is a game. They just relax and go out there and have fun. And Kennedy stepped up today. So did Olivia. Made some big, got some big rebounds and played big on the inside against their big girl.
Again, kudos. Congratulations, Scott Dosick and the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Upset win over Tri-Village here today by 5 to advance to the regional semis next Thursday against Miami Valley School. Relish this one at least until tomorrow morning.
Amen to that one. Amen to that one. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming down this afternoon.
Thank you. So much fun, Scott.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Scott Dosick, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers, whose club pulls off a stunner today. The orange and black deserved it, that is for sure, Chuck. Jackson Center played remarkably well down the stretch with the game on the line and attacked Allie Downing early in this contest for Tri-Village. Got 3 fouls on her. Then Cassie Meyer drew a big fourth, baiting her into a charge.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Downing girl is an outstanding basketball player, yep, and only a junior.
Yes.
But, Jackson Center did what they had to do, and the team beat the player today, and I think that's the key to the whole thing.
Very well put. Look for Tri-Village to perhaps be right back here next year.
They usually are.
Uh-huh.
So, that's not a shock.
Again, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. It's Peyton Esser. Peyton, thank you so much. We're joined now by Peyton Esser. Peyton Esser of the Jackson Center Tigers joins us. Peyton, no pun intended, you were on point today. What a great performance by you at the point guard position. You penetrated the lane beautifully, found your teammates, made some key shots, key points, scrambled for loose balls. Any skin left on your knees?
I don't think so.
Tell me about this game today and how you got it done as the quarterback.
We were so excited coming into this game. We were a little nervous. Their record was very intimidating. But we had faith the whole time.
Yep. And it was a bigger club than yours. Downing and Mann, both 5'10", 5'11". They had some quickness at guard. You were intimidated maybe, but did not show it.
Yeah. Kristen Ware did a great job on their big girl inside. Olivia helped out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nicole, having to guard a guard, she's not really a guard, but she did a great job helping, blocking shots, helping off to help with the big girl.
What happened to you on the one play? You took a charge. Looked like you had the wind knocked
out.
Yeah,
it did. She got me right in the stomach.
But you were right back on the floor 5 seconds later.
Yeah, Coach Dosick asked me with like 30 seconds to go, do you need a break? I'm like, no, I don't need a break.
Peyton, marvelous. The confidence you have developed over the course of this year running the show for the basketball team, outstanding.
Thank you.
We've seen the transformation. Boy, you've taken the bull by the horn, haven't you?
Yeah, thank you. See, being a senior is a big job. You have to encourage everybody. If someone's down, that's your job to pick them up. You got to be a little bit of everything for the underclassmen who haven't had as much experience as you. But it's so much fun. I've had a great senior year, and this week is going to be a lot more fun.
We were blocked a little bit. Who got the hand on the ball on that last shot attempt at Tri-Village when it was a 3-point game? It was ruled a jump. They went to the arrow. Tri-Village kept it. But somebody for Jackson Center got a mitt on the top of the ball.
I think.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
and then Nicole recovered it.
Yeah.
I was out of bounds by that point.
But that was a heck of a play. The team's defense won this game today.
Yeah, we've worked a lot at practice. We knew their height was going to be a lot to handle. It had to be a defensive game. And we are used to being played man. We don't really like it when they go into a zone.
Yeah.
But I think we did fine today. It was a good job.
Well, you got down into the teeth of the zone, but probing the middle, that was so key. So key. And you and Cassie Meyer took big charging fouls in this game. Cassie drew the fourth on Downing
yep.
when Downing plowed right into her tummy.
Kennedy Reese got one, too, early down here. That gave her second or third, I think.
Yep. It was a tremendous team effort. And Peyton Esser, we congratulate you and your fellow teammates so much. Give them a big thanks.
Thank you so much.
From courtside here at scoresbroadcast.com.
Thank you.
Peyton Esser of the Jackson Center Tigers, she sparkled today to help lead the Orange and Black to the district championship over Tri-Village, 48-43. Again, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star in Stolly in Sydney, new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney on Route 25A, and AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass, new location in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's, our star of the game underwriting sponsor. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Plus Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. And also gratitude to three new underwriting sponsors. Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates, five locations in the upper Miami Valley, including St. Paris, Troy, Sydney, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a fine distributor for many high-quality products. Francis Schulze on the web at Francis Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. Webcast time tonight, 6:40 p.m., right, Chuck? 6:40.
6:40, 7 o'clock tip.
Yep, we've got Jackson Center Fairlawn lower bracket sectional championship game from Piqua, and it could very well be a repeat of the regular season clash between the two at Fairlawn that was won by Jackson Center in double overtime. It's going to be a thrilling game tonight, just like last night's upper bracket sectional final, won by Fort Loramie over Rushi by a point, 52-51. Fort Loramie won big in our first game, and Jackson Center the second, both schools advancing to the regionals at Vandalia-Butler next Wednesday night and Thursday night. The Redskins play Wednesday at 7. That's game time at this point in time, and Jackson Center plays at 7 on Thursday. Brett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Tippecanoe, where Fort Loramie has won its game over Country Day 49-19, and Jackson Center has knocked off Tri-Village 48-43.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly burning the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Burner on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Boy, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get in a fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up with teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson. Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it. Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick three try. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. Andrew first layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. Got one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Norby fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Norby. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp. Good! Good! Yoskamp rifles it above.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.